Hello and welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. My name is Joe and I'm the GM for this misguided and misfitted adventure. I'm accompanied by my five friends, Nathan. How?
Hello.
Elmer. Oh.
Chris.
Book two, baby.
Elmer.
Hey, my name's Elmer.
Zachary?
Why do you never call me Zachary? What's going on right now?
Marcus.
Hello.
How come Marcus gets a normal intro?
How come you're in a car?
I know.
Wait, yeah. What?
Elmer, you sounded perfectly fine the whole time we were talking.
I literally just did nothing. How do I sound?
You sound fine.
I don't know.
That's better.
You're getting on.
Yeah. Oh. You sounded like you put your microphone outside and ran with it.
Oh. Yeah.
Are you good?
Historical.
Don't call him Elmer.
Yeah, Elmer. Don't call me Elmer, Joe.
I didn't realize you called him Elmer.
It broke the code. It broke the game.
You broke the code.
We got things to do. We got things to do. So, what did you say to me, Zach?
I didn't say anything to you. I made a statement.
Talking about
Joe
you.
Has pink eye.
Damn. We weren't even...
so rude, bro.
I let you guys talk about it for like 20 minutes before we started recording.
Come on. Edit it out.
Damn, that's funny.
Joe's a doctor. Joe's a doctor. He gets prostate exam.
Joe's doctor. It wasn't me.
He's a hero.
He would be the worst doctor ever.
What does that mean?
You don't wash your hands. You know what it means.
Exam
I'm like, you would have terrible hygiene if you...
After
I wash my hands anytime.
He would spread pink eye to his patients.
I've had pink eye once in my life, and it's now. I have a newborn child. I get the pass. I get the pink eye card.
No, you don't. No, this pass has nothing to do with you having a baby.
I don't think you get a pass. Let's put a poll on Twitter.
My wife is calling me. I'm sure it's about
the poll on Twitter.
We're gonna cut all this out. We're not gonna put out that Joe has pink eye.
I love you too.
It would tank our reputation.
Exactly. I don't know why you would say that. We're gonna
edit this
out.
So is this a bad time to mention that Joe has barbecue pitmaster aspirations?
That's the ad in the middle of the episode.
so now we have to keep it in. Now we have to keep the pink eye heart.
Time to mention that.
That was the end of the Makers Misfits. It's been fun ever.
Joe, you could have just like kept it to yourself. You didn't. That's something you didn't have to tell us.
Joe, why did you tell us this?
Why did you put this out?
Now we can't let this go.
I had a whole intro where I'm like, guys, I found the best audio description show there was. I had it.
Oh,
now it's all gone.
Disgusting. Oh,
it's Daredevil.
God.
Joe, oh my God.
Oh,
watch another show with the blind. What's that show with the blind girl who has the dog and she's like the alcoholic?
What are you talking about?
You should watch that. It's on Netflix. It's because she's also blind and it's in New York.
I'm being serious. Daredevil has it is the best audio description with the fight scenes and everything. Really good.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, wait.
Joe is rating his experience with the audio description mode.
When he was watching Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Daredevil blows it out the water.
Let's move it on.
Also, great show.
I like Punisher. I can't watch Daredevil. It's too boring.
I'm on the part where there's Punisher and Daredevil. So I get
perfect.
just wait till you watch the show.
That's
with
a fantastic
all
season. Yeah.
And no Daredevil.
That's a fantastic season.
Punisher show still is.
I really like the show. It's fun. It's good stuff. I'm upset there's only three seasons. But I guess he's coming back, so cool.
MCU.
All right. Zach's gone. Now we can talk about his pink guy.
Finally, back on my comp.
All right.
Back in it.
You guys finally beat book one. Everyone lived. We had no casualties.
Yep.
There was no one missing from our starting party.
No.
What? Oh, there was a casualty. Yeah.
That's messed up.
Akbu may rest in peace.
He agreed to it.
What?
Elmer said yeah.
I agreed to what? Wait, I said yes to what?
No casualties.
Oh, yeah.
He died before the show. He's in the prequel.
He's going to die in the pilot.
That's like saying RIP Qui-Gon, like at the end of episode 3. You're like,
That was a while ago.
Couldn't have made it without you.
But seriously, RIP Qui-Gon.
He's going to show up. His voice, at the very least. I'm waiting for it in anticipation.
He's got to show up in full, Force Ghost, right?
That's what I'm saying. At least his voice.
I mean, canonically, Qui-Gon is it was the first Jedi to learn that. So,
is that canonically, or is that?
Because he showed Yoda, and that's the only
two. Yoda says it at the end of episode 3.
He appeared to Yoda, and that's how Yoda learned how to do it. And
I didn't know if that was in the books, because all that got uncanon.
Man, my internet connection is shit. Is it bad for you, Marcus?
Yeah, bro. I've been trying to tell you. I've been going off and on.
Yeah, same.
So, Joe, what did we win from our last fight? Because we didn't cover it in the last episode.
Yeah, so you guys can go over the other Zolgaths who have their spears and their loincloths and their cloth, not even armor.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what we want. Yeah,
or you can go over to the plus the magical glowing maul that's on the ground.
Plus five.
You guys have time. It's a +1 striking maul. You also get scale mail and a wand of healing, 2nd level. And Chris is a good man and put it all in the notes tab, so you guys have that. Do what you will.
Even though we have magic item. Can you use the healing wand?
I think everyone can.
I thought you had to know.
Really?
I think wands require a use magic item stat.
They nerfed wands in Pathfinder 2.
Oh, there is no use item thing here. I'll look it up, but I mean, I think anyone can, I mean, maybe anyone can use the wand. Who knows?
Yeah, I thought it was like a scroll.
Yeah, I think anyone can use it, but you can only use it once per day, or you can try to overcharge it, and if you overcharge it, it blows up, I think. Some crazy shit like that.
Once per day is actually really good.
Yeah.
Because that's like 2d8 plus 8, I think, since it's the second level.
But I mean,
who of us would take the wand? Who sees it and says it's useful?
Is that it begins rotating around again? But like I said, its light has dimmed a bit. What would you guys like to go to?
Home.
Yeah, I guess we're going home, right?
What is home?
Wait, did we solve the orb?
Are we supposed to solve it?
What are we supposed to do with it? Is it done?
I don't know. Do we take it?
You were supposed to... You were on the recap episode, damn it.
We never found out what the extinction curse means, though.
You didn't. Is
that what we were supposed to do in this temple?
You were supposed to find out what was going on with the temple to see if you could restore some life back to it. So if you guys were to continue down the stairs, you would see that it's no longer shaking. There is no rain. There's no moss. It seems to be more peaceful. Like it's returned to its original state of just dormancy.
All we did was just kill the baddies, and then it solved the orb.
Yeah.
Okay. That was easy. Good job, everybody.
Some might say too easy.
Yeah, can we lock the tower on the way out just to make sure no one else occupies it?
Of course. You can always lock it on the way out.
Sweet.
Okay, let's do that.
There's dead dinosaurs out. You could just shove them in the hole. Oh. Just like clog it.
What happened to that void, this spider thing?
We killed it.
Yeah.
We killed it?
Yeah.
What happened to the portal where they threw the people in and we never checked it out?
Oh, yeah. We never checked that thing out.
Real quick, spells work like scrolls, so I have to be on my spell list to use this. I can't even use it because it's heal. But I think Marcus can use heal, so Marcus will be the only one to cast it.
Word.
And what portal were you guys talking about?
The one where it was like a quarter circle of runes.
We killed that dude. We just jumped him.
There was like a quarter circle of runes somebody passed the line and then like something reached out from the wall and grabbed it.
It was a summoning circle and there was like a demon or something inside it, but we never broke the circles. We left it alone.
Yeah, what happened with that, Joe?
Season 4.
Do you want to go check it out? We can go there.
You can just tell us.
Side mission to hell.
Is it gonna ruin the tower again?
Let's go to hell real quick.
Okay, quick mission to
someone,
hell.
Someone roll me in religion or an occultism check.
I can summon a devil right now.
Not me.
Oh, excuse me? 29 in occultism.
So you put together that there's summoning. These are summoning signs. You could summon aliens. You can summon demons, all that kind of fun stuff. This is more the demonic side. And anything that was summoned within this circle cannot leave this circle as long as those signs are placed there.
Yeah, that's what we learned last time. This isn't new information.
So that thing, whatever it is, cannot leave that 10-foot area it's in.
Oh, we're finding it.
It's still there.
Leave it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys walk by it, you just hear like footsteps on the ground, like in that area. Just invisible like footsteps. Yeah.
Does anyone care
we blow
about
raspberries by it as we walk by it, and I'm done with it. Grimlock has nothing else to do with it.
It doesn't pay any attention to you guys. All right, so you guys go home?
Yeah, let's go home.
All right, you guys walk back all the way back.
What dinosaurs survive?
The mini triceratops, or the mini ankylosaur, sorry.
I don't know what kind of dinosaur it is.
Let me see. I got it.
But it's a dinosaur with the shell and the club fur tail.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, which one? One of them fell off.
Yeah.
the worst dinosaur that ever existed. It fell off the slope.
They got stubby little legs.
Dinosaurs are like cows. Like, if you bring them upstairs, they can't get back down.
I guess so. Joe doesn't really respect dinosaurs. He really...
There's really your... There it is. It off.
We keep... I'll bring... Can we bring whatever surviving... Because I think we kept an egg.
You did. You have the egg. And that dinosaur also took a liking to you, Snap. So you can... I don't know how you want... If you want to, like, lasso it and ride it back to Aberton. Or just walk it back to Aberton.
But yeah, it is just walking back.
It is a big creature that you will have to have food for. It is a herbivore.
That's fine. He'll worth the investment for the circus.
There was another whatever the hell snowflake is.
Yeah.
That survived and it ran off into the wild with an egg. Because it also had an egg.
Season 4.
And that's how I start my Jurassic Park adventure path.
What if Snowflake's kid has to fight that kid? Like 20 years from now.
Well, then we'll just have to role play that out.
No, the classic anime arc.
Season 18.
All right, guys. You all make it back to the wonderful town of Aberton. The circus is all packed up. Everything is in a way. Forget what you see on this map. It's not true. The carts are all packed up in an orderly fashion, and they are very excited to see you come back. They seem a little lost in what they're supposed to be doing. Their once leader, Professor, is now nowhere to be found. You can't see him at first glance, so you don't know where he went. And everyone's kind of just bickering amongst themselves. But as soon as they see you guys, they run up, and they're really excited to see you. And they hug you, they're happy you're back. And then instantly from this joy, they turn serious, and they look at who they think is Beshi, and say, "What are we doing?"
What do you mean? I just why are you looking at me?
Bartholomew comes up to you. Can he talk?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Need to sleep.
Okay. Oh, he's sleeping?
No, like we need to sleep. Like,
oh, okay.
A new day needs to become. Grimlock, why is everyone looking at me?
Is Fidget still wearing the little leader crest? What was it? A necklace?
Yep. Yep, it's a medallion with the tent.
Well, this is confusing. Well, honestly, Grimlock thought that the undoing the orb would bring back, was hoping for it would bring back Beshi, and obviously it didn't work.
Yeah, did you guys talk at all on the walk back?
I imagine Grimlock just made like triple sure, like, are you sure that you're Fidget, right?
The whole time Fidget has just been very confused and just been following everyone. Like, you know, like no one was really, because like when she first woke up, no one was really answering her questions and everyone was just kind of ignoring her. So she just kind of fell in line and now, like, you know, she doesn't know what's going on. She just doesn't even know what day it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, after you ask Grimlock why they're looking at you, Grimlock kind of starts sweating a little bit.
It's a really long story. I really can't tell you about it. And I tag in Anna Carmen, who's standing right next to me. I bring Anna Carmen closer to Fidget.
Why can't you tell me about it? Like, what happened? Why were we still in that crazy tower? What were those lizard men?
I honestly don't even want to talk to you right now. Like, you don't... I still don't know who you are.
What did I do?
Hey.
I'm really confused. Like, I remember fighting in the place with all the druids. I remember the demon getting attacked and bitten. And then I remember everything going black and it was really cold. And then I wake up in a new place and you all are acting like I'm strange and like something's wrong with me.
Because there is.
And now everyone's looking at me and like asking me what to do. What happened?
Well, you became the leader.
I became the leader?
Yes. Don't tell me you don't remember that either.
I don't understand what you're talking about. How did I become the leader?
You led a revolution, essentially.
A revolution?
Yeah, that's what it all boils down to.
I don't...
The professor's gone.
You're playing. You're messing around with us.
I am not... And like she's like getting more and more frustrated and like on the verge of tears. I am not playing around. You all are acting so strangely and like you act as if like you don't know who I am and you're not talking to me.
Can I talk in really fast as Eliza, just in case you forgot who I am?
Eliza with the snakes. Yep.
With the snakes, that's right.
Eliza.
Yeah, yes. You know who you are, Eliza. You're the snake lady.
I just wanted to make sure that everyone remembered, because I have a very distinct voice, and I just want to make sure that you all remember what
there's one voice like. That I recognize. No, it's Eliza.
I mean, there seems that, I don't know. It also, are you related to some other townsfolk here? Because I feel like I've heard that accent before.
You know what they say about all these towns? Everyone's probably related somehow.
That's
you're not even from this town, Eliza. Are you
insinuating a bit of, never mind.
Incest.
All I'm saying.
I didn't want to say it.
That is a big allegation.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it seems quite about right with that kind of accent, but you know.
Anyways, speaking of the professor, our once proud leader has not been himself as of late. He has not come out of his cart in about 4 days.
Are we gone that long?
I thought the professor left the circus. Did he tell me he was here this whole time?
No, he's been here. He's been here. The Dwarven Throwers have been watching out for him, and now he's in the cart, and he won't come out.
Has anybody tried telling him to come out?
We should have tried that. Why don't you guys go do that?
Story progression.
We just got the person for that. Naz, let's go talk to the professor real quick. And Fidget, right, we'll continue this discussion later.
I swear I hate this guy.
I'll come as well, because I do not want to be around this.
No, this will be funny.
Yeah.
So you guys approach the professor's cart. And the Dwarven brothers are all surrounding it, just practicing throwing each other off of the cart. Like, they're using it as a parkour station, basically. And they look over at you, they shrug. Like, so, he's been in there for a bit. He's not coming out. It's up to you guys.
Have you tried asking him to come out?
No, we just stayed here. We just stood here and watched it. Yeah, of course we asked him to come out.
Is he alive?
Professor!
I don't gotta be a jerk.
Yeah, Eliza said you didn't.
Why you gotta be a dumbass? Of course we asked the question if he came out or not.
Okay, whoa.
I mean,
what's wrong with this guy?
Is this one of those games where we can kill the NPCs?
Always. So you gonna try? Because we tried.
Is this?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's that one. We're right in front of it.
All
right,
Grimlock. Nope. What do you think we should do? I think we should just go in there, bum rush in, grab him, and
bum rush it.
Bum rush him.
What? Yep. What if you just shook the cart back and forth?
What if we just flip it?
That'd be funny, right?
What if we just break it? What if we just break it?
What if we just light it on fire?
Yes, that sounds like a great idea.
As much as I love lighting stuff on fire, we would kill him. I don't think we're trying to do that right now.
But it would force him to come out.
Okay, that's plan C. Plan B, shaking the cart.
I don't think Snap is. Or is this for everyone?
I don't think Snap's there. If you haven't said you're there.
I rolled a 7?
Yeah.
What's your perception?
12 plus 9, 17.
Okay. That's it. Thank you, Chris. It smells so bad right next to this thing. It's awful. Like, the Zolgas smelled, but this is a distinctly different smell.
Has he not showered?
It's like that. It's like food has been left out. Like, somehow he's made water stale in 4 days. Probably as pink guy.
Oh, my God. Oh, Chris, I just realized I did the math wrong. Oh. That's why you said that. That's confused.
And what's even Joe, weirder...
That's not a 17, by the way. That's a 21.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, then with the 21, really wrong. And I didn't question it, so who's the worst one? With that, you notice that there's no... You don't hear any movement coming from inside that cart. None.
He's dead.
You know what? He's hella dead. Naz, you know what? I think Brum rushing it might be the plan B. Grimlock said plan C, but plan B, burning it. I think bum rushing it might be the best option. We just need to get in there and see what's going on.
Sounds like a plan. Who wants to go first? Who wants
Beautiful. To be in front? I will.
Let's go.
I'll do it. Joe, I shoulder charged into the door. I don't even knock.
You shoulder charge into it, and it's just dark in here. But with the sun is your only light. There's no lanterns. Any lamps that he would have once had, the wax is burnt out. There's nothing left. There's food left on, barely touched. There's water glasses tipped over everywhere, or water mugs tipped over everywhere. His bed is just uncovered. There's nothing on top of it, and he's just lying on top of it, just drooling out of his mouth. His eyes are wide open, and he's just staring at you. Like, he's alive. He's there.
Is he sitting or laying down?
He's laying down.
And he's staring at us?
Yeah.
Professor!
And oh, damn it. It wasn't you.
What?
Who went into the professor's cart?
It was Beshi,
right? All right, so you guys notice that there's this particular spot that looks like it was opened, reopened, and just like a secret like drawer that his was stash. Opened, reopened, and he was very frustrated and just beat it off the hinges.
Oh, is this a... Do we have a piss addict here? Like, he just went cold turkey and locked himself in a room?
He was an addict, yeah. But Beshi found like Beshi when Beshi pushed him out of like leadership role and he like freaked out and ran away. Beshi went through his stuff and found his journal and his stash of actual legit drugs. And she took it.
Okay, Professor. Hello. Are you okay? Hello. What? I lean in a little bit closer.
Where's the cat?
The cat?
Yes, where's the cat? It was here. There's no cat.
Ugh. Oh my God. And I turn around and I say, I think the professor's coming down hard.
Coming down looks with like it.
What? You should sick? Know. You should know. You took his stash.
No one else would know that.
Never mind. You are useless. Shut up. Get out of here. Why are you here?
Oh, okay.
Wait, do the rest of us know that he does the cat?
No one knew that he was on drugs.
Oh, are you sick? What's wrong with you?
I just think
I think Beshi showed Grimloff the cat, and
I was there.
I did because Beshi didn't know what it was, and I wanted you to figure out what it was, and it was like, and you knew it was a truck.
Got it. I tell drugs. Anna Carmen, I'm like. Yeah, you're right. He's coming down from the cat pretty badly, too.
Classic scene.
I just need a can of corn. I need a can of corn.
Corn?
What kind of corn? Cream corn? Yeah. Sweet corn? Corn on the cob?
So he's out of commission, guys. There is no getting the professor right now.
Nice. I saw that. Nice. Little Javier just gave Joe a gift.
Yeah, he did.
You see that on the shoulder, guys?
I do see it.
He gives me pink eye. He throws up on
me. Okay.
You know. Okay, you did not give me pink eye.
That's two strikes in one day.
Someone's gonna have to go.
Joe, did you just put him on the floor? I just see you just like, you just put him down. Is he just on the floor?
What happens? No, he's on my lap.
Okay.
He's chilling. All right. So yeah, the professor is, he's not there.
So we just want to make sure our Grimlock does just want to make sure he's not going to die in his cart. That'd be bad press for the circus.
I don't think you would know that.
Bad morale.
I think there's one person in your party that would, and you're not it.
I just give him a light slap on the face, and I'm just like, hey, come back to us. Hey.
I'm trained in medicine. I wouldn't know.
Oh, you're trained in medicine? All right, give me a medicine check.
Oh, you don't know about Grimlock's past. He's heavy cat user. He rolled up natural 29.
You know from your heavy cat background that he's do the worst of it.
This is canon now.
He's gotten through it. he'll be fine. He just needs time to rest.
All right.
I think we did our due diligence, guys. We're fine. Let's just leave him. He'll be back. He'll be back and to annoy us all to no end in a couple days or so. So let's just leave.
All right, so you guys leave. Eliza's outside. So before you guys left, Beshi, you said we were going to Escadar. So how? Do you know the way?
Oh, you're talking to me. No, I don't know the way. I've only lived in Aberton my whole life.
All right. Well, maybe we can go ask the mayor.
Maybe.
No. I know where Escadar is, guys. We're good. The Dorm Brothers say, "Let's go." And so, they help lead this cart train out of the circus and towards the city of Escadar. So we can explore on your way there. It is towards the southernmost tip of the island. It's a port city. It's grand. Has anyone been there?
No, not Grimlock.
Probably Anna Carmen.
Has Anna Carmen been there?
I mean, for her to get to this, I mean, she came from somewhere to get to find Myron, right? So she probably landed in Escadar, because it's a port city, right? She probably landed there to get to here.
Sounds right.
Sure.
So, sure. As you guys start approaching Escadar, you pass through really nice buildings. There's libraries. You pass multiple libraries on your way in. You pass schools with giant, like, play structures. You pass well-manicured lawns, and the streets are paved. And you see maybe two or three constables, max, the whole time. And this goes on for, like, 2 or 3 miles as you go through. Everyone's just walking around. They're going through their day. The markets are nice. And then you, like, literally one street over, it changes. And the schools are not as nice. The libraries turn into one library. And the roads look like they haven't been taken care of in years. And you literally are standing on the road in between this well-manicured lawn and this ground that hasn't been taken care of in you don't know how long. But in the distance, you can see the tall buildings of Escadar. So we can continue on to the city, or you guys can explore.
So what, what you're saying is that as we get, like, we left Aberton, how long would it take us to go from Aberton to Escobar?
About 3 or so days.
Oh, so a lot of time passes. Okay.
Yeah.
And so basically what you're saying is that, like, we left Aberton, which is like a rural town, and then, like, we passed, like suburb areas, basically.
Yeah.
As we get closer to Escobar, it gets less and less nice and has like more grimy, what you're saying.
Yeah, the people don't look any grimy. It's just the location.
Okay. Well, if we just are traveling, I mean, a few things happen to Fidget. Like, after the first day when she wakes up, she definitely gets Bartholomew the ability to talk, and they talk for a while, and they, you know. And he kind of clears up. He probably clears up a lot for her.
I would hope so. Snap, your dinosaur's hungry throughout the whole trip. I don't know if you're just getting more and more leaves.
Yeah, doesn't he just eat whatever?
Carnivore. Yeah, I guess he just eats whatever leaves are around him.
Leaves?
Yeah.
Not he's a leaves. Herbivore.
Probably grass or like...
They're herbivores?
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, the ankylosaur. Ankylosaur. Yeah. I thought we were talking about Snowflake.
No, Snowflake he's got a vegetarian.
What is Snap's plans with the ankylosaur? Has he thought about it?
That's like saying one of my plans for Grimlock. Like, like, is there no free will in this world?
I mean, you wanted to use him in the circus. Like, what is the? I'm wondering what kind of things you have.
It snaps eyes. One ankylosaur equals one Grimlock.
They're the same. About the same.
I mean, one he can carry heavy stuff. It's always good for transportation. Like, imagine an elephant in a circus, and that's put in a dinosaur instead.
But less cruelty.
Are you going to train the elephant?
I mean, I don't know if he can learn tricks, really. Can these things do it? Like, he's like a cow, right? He can't, like, jump.
I don't know.
You probably use that tail for something.
I just imagine you've been, like, spending a lot of time with the dinosaur, and you're just like, you know, maybe you start to try to train it or whatever.
Can think you think I'm like balance a ball on its tail?
I think the important thing that Chris is asking is that, like, are you going to swap out Snowflake for this one for everyday travel for all the this adventure?
This thing is like a tank. Like, it's like a rhino. Like, it's not it's like he's more functional, right? Like, eventually we're just going to be mostly dinosaurs here. And so it's not like, oh, dinosaurs are. It's not like dinosaurs are the only talent, right? Like, he's my, like, in like no one pulls Snowflake's cart anymore besides him, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and that sounds good. Do we have an idea where we're going in town? Or was this all...
As you guys pass through the suburbs, basically, and you stop in between the two, you hear an old familiar voice as you stare off into the distance.
Hello, guys. It's good to see everyone.
What the hell is that?
It's me, the professor.
You don't sound so good.
I actually feel quite spry.
And he does a handstand.
What?
I think Joe tried to say spry.
He does a handstand and he has the rest of the conversation on his hands.
Come on, roll for it. Roll for the handstand. Yeah. How long is this handstand for?
Roll for it,
old man.
And you take a minus for every year over 40.
So that's a 4 plus 20, so 24.
I think you just made that plus 20 up. You made that plus 20 up.
You have the professor's sheet in front of you?
I'm positive that you made that up.
Imagine the movie Atlantis. The old guy
pushes
who
pushes him over.
He actually blocks you, Naz, with his foot while he's still talking with everyone else.
Roll for it.
Okay. 10 plus 30, 40.
30. Anyways, wow.
The 10 plus
holy
200.
Cow.
God damn.
No, it's like the scene in Atlantis where the guy's doing like yoga and he's like cracking his like feet.
You're
the
like Grandpa Joe.
Old man.
Yeah,
oh,
the
wow.
Old old man.
No, you're like Grandpa Joe from Charlie Chocolate Factory and you just started dancing.
I got a gold ticket.
Charlie! Charlie, I'm not on drugs anymore. Woo-hoo.
I'm not crippled anymore, Charlie.
Now this is an opportunity.
Charlie, I got the rest of my life ahead of me. All 3 weeks.
Hey, Professor, you're looking pretty good right now.
I feel great. This is, forgot how this feels.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't do drugs anymore.
You know, maybe that's the story at the end of all this. It's not about the circus. It's about the circus inside of you.
The real drugs were the friends we made along the way.
Anyways, well, we're in Escadar, right? I can smell it. That salt. I can smell it. It's pretty good. There's good eating here. Good fish. But if we're gonna perform here in Escadar, we're gonna have to talk to the head constable.
Sure.
So,
That's what Fidget was on the way there, right? Yeah, that's what Fidget was letting us know, but, you know, you could lead the way, though, because you look a lot better now.
Oh, it's Fidget. Fidget, is that you?
She's been, like, kind of, like, walking with everyone. Actually, no, she was probably riding on someone's cart, and like writing things down in like a notebook while like Bartholomew was talking to her. And then she kind of looks up and goes, I was reading through some of Beshi's notes, and she had a whole plan about how to get the circus all inside Escadar. So I think there's enough here for me to figure it out. And Bartholomew knows more than I do, so he'll be helpful. But Professor, if you have anything to add, I would love to hear what you have to say. But just, you know,
I just want to go on record that I thoroughly enjoy Fidget more than Beshi. Just want you to know that.
Well, I think that just makes you then, you know.
Well, at least we can be friends then, right? And
he puts out his foot to you like a handshake.
He's still on his hands.
Still on his hands.
Bullshit.
She takes it gingerly and shakes you like, sure, yeah, whatever you say, Professor. Now, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm still trying to wrap my head around some of Beshi's notes. So if you don't mind, me and Bartholomew need to get back to studying.
Oh yeah, go ahead. I'll lead the way.
And he walks the whole way on his hands.
Wow.
So as you guys get in, there's a sharp tang of salt that permeates the air, and there's seagulls that swoop and quiet overhead. They mark the city's proximity to the sea. Grandiose buildings at the city center rise above sprawling markets and squalid tenements. Proud ships sail in and out of the harbor, and the wind is at their backs. Laborers and travelers mill around the docks and quays. The tide of humanity ebbs and flows throughout the port city. Hawkers pace the crooked streets and shout various offers to passersby. Fishmongers sing out their daily catch. Trapezing and mandering pass through crowded markets. Armed guards in navy blue uniforms with bronze badges patrol the busy intersections, and their eyes scanning the crowd, while dirty-faced urchins dart underfoot, seeking dropped coins and unintended purses. Walking through the streets of Escadar is similar to peering through the pages of history, as newer projects are built practically on top of older buildings. Foundations millennia old support brand new structures, the city growing proudly higher and higher. As you guys enter through the city, you are met with a huge wall that encircles this large building that looks like it was used to be four separate towers that have just been conjoined into one. And there's two guards standing outside. And the professor is like, well, this is where we need to go. We got to go talk to Grand Constable Andrea Ondera. Who wants to lead that?
Yeah, no, I'm coming. I'm just gathering all my things and just she's like stuffing a bag full of stuff, and she's like straight. She's like road. She's like she dusts off like the road dust from her clothes, and she kind of looks at the group. And is like, so does anyone else want to tag along? It's gonna be a lot of talking, and I don't know. I'm not sure what to expect. I've never been to Escobar before.
I'll tag along. Why not?
Great.
Is that it? No one else?
Wait a second. I'm going to keep my eye on this one. Yes, I'm going as well.
All right, great. All right, so Fidget will, lead the way to the two guards.
Hello?
Hello. My name is Fidget. I'm here with my traveling circus, the Circus of a Wayward Wonders.
Well, it's a puzzle to missile puzzle.
No,
you gotta commit.
It's canon.
It's a new voice.
Are they a gnome too?
Professor Mitsu, for that.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
The accents here are adorable.
It's so nice to meet a fellow gnome.
I'm not a gnome. I'm a full man. I'm 40 years young.
A full man.
All right, sorry, my bad. My apologies. I just
don't beat me, Fidget. It's obviously a full-grown man.
You're right. I'm sorry. I like to have a little bit of an icebreaker, and I thought that was a funny joke, but I guess that could be deemed hurtful. So I'm sorry. I'm here on behalf of the circus, traveling circus, the Wayward Wonders. When we are here to establish. We're here to set up our circus for the great city, and we were wondering if we could speak to your grand constable so we could get those permits and everything in order.
Well, of course. Hold on one second. Let me go see if she's available right now.
Yes, please do.
Okay. Bartholomew, I have a question. I forget.
Oh, yeah, sorry. What's up?
I see you're right. Are we trying to get set up inside the city or outside the city?
We kind of just want to make sure that we can perform in the city, like, main area.
So are we trying to set up the big tent inside the city, right? Inside.
You know, if we can get on the outskirts, that's fine too.
But like,
it's a big city. There's lots of people.
But there's enough room for us to set up if we need to get in, like, inside.
There should be enough room.
Okay, all right. And she's like writing in her notebook again, and just like, okay, all right, cool, all right.
And make sure it's the good part of the city, because there's obviously a good part and a not so good part.
Well, I mean, I can try Grimlock, but we're not exactly swimming in coin. And Beshi said here that to get the really high value areas, you have to have a lot of coin in Escobar. And like, we're kind of poor. We're kind of dirt poor. All
right, the picture's not showing, so I'm gonna show you on the camera.
Like, we didn't really make a lot of, and like all the money we made in Aberton, it kind of already got spent. All right, we see her.
No, that's her. That's him. Okay. That's who was just talking to you.
That's who was talking. That's who Bridget. That was a gnome.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see why. Joe showed us a picture of a very tan, very large man with like blonde hair.
Just a nice smile. He comes back up.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys my name is Derekus.
Derekus?
Derekus. Derekus does it.
Well, nice to meet you, Derekus. I'm Fidget. This is Grimlock and Carmen. They're part of our circus.
Nice to meet you. You guys are the circus.
Yeah, the Circus of Wayward Wonders.
Okay, I definitely told the constable that. She said she'll be available in 5 hours.
Okay, 5 hours. Are we allowed to come inside the city, or do we have to wait before?
You're in the city. Like, there's a store behind you. This is just the constable's area.
Well, you made it sound like we were outside the city, Joe.
No, there's a big wall.
Yeah, you made it sound like we're at the wall. Okay, whatever.
I think the walls guard the towers. Whatever.
Okay. Well, can we just like where can we put? And she like I fidget motions towards the caravan that she's been leaning
in their dinosaur.
That's a lot you brought in. I thought you would just come like a few of you.
Yeah, if we don't talk, the whole well, they're just outside the gates. But if we have nowhere to go, this dinosaur.
Did we establish that? Are dinosaurs normal for like everyday people here?
No. I would assume not.
Like, did we just walk through the entire town without nobody like freaking out about the fucking dinosaur that's following us?
It's chill.
At first, everyone was scared, but now, like, there is like, you have like a little army of children like following the dinosaur at a distance, like they're all in awe of it.
We are not liable for any injuries to the children.
I'm glad kids know how to sign contracts.